Chapter 28. Jag remained stone-faced as his diplomatic airspeeder dropped Han, Leia, Alana, and the droids off at the small, anonymous apartment that the Solos used for a safe house. When they were gone, as Jaina curled up next to him on the passenger seat, he spoke for the first time since offering his apologies to the Solos. "When Han told me that Dala knew of tonight's dinner, I should have canceled right then, or rescheduled for a secure environment." She lay her head against his shoulder, trying to soothe him. She knew it might be a lost cause. Like her father, Jag tended to brood. For days.
"You couldn't have guessed. Your security had everything checked out. The attacker had foreknowledge, false identification, intelligence sources."
Jag nodded. "It was someone highly placed, either in Dala's government or among the Moffs."
"Or both,"
Jaina said. Jag looked over at her.
"You think they're working together?"
"I think they could be," she said. "Maybe Dala has arranged better terms with Lesserson or one of the others."
Jag looked out the side window, watching the lights of the sky towers drift by, and considered.
"Perhaps," he said. "But I'm the one who wants the Empire brought fully into the Alliance, not the Moffs."
"True, but who's to say that's what Dala wants?"
Jaina asked.
"Or maybe you weren't even a real target. Did you notice how surprised your attacker seemed when the YVs crashed through the wall?"
He shook his head.
"When they burst in, I was looking at them, not him. He was already dead. He just didn't know it."
"Surprised?" "Yes. It was weird."
"This isn't a criticism, just a question. Your Jedi abilities, did you feel anything before it started? Any intimation of danger?"
It was her turn to shake her head.
"One living attacker who'd already settled all doubts in his mind, who'd achieved a meditation-like state of calm. It's not unusual not to detect such a person, especially in a busy public setting where emotions can run high. I did feel his surprise, though, and that tells me a lot."
"Yes, but what exactly? I'm not sure we know."
He looked back out the window for a few seconds, then abruptly sighed, shook his head, and looked back to Jaina.
"Well, you do know what we have to do now, don't you?"
Jaina furrowed her brow, trying to think of what detail they should be running down, what puzzle they should be trying to solve. Finally, she gave up and shook her head.
"No. What?"
"We have to eat," Jag said. "I'm still starved."